Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Have an exciting half hour coming up for you guys this afternoon. We're speaking with recording artist and talk show host David DeWayne. He's making his first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about his love of music, but how he's been able to share that with the world and also to promote other artists in the process. David, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, man, congratulations. Well, you know, congratulations to you, David, and you know, you and I got a chance to talk briefly earlier today, and
right.
You know, you are a guy who is busy not just with music and promoting that, but also, you know, I mentioned you also are a talk show host, and then you're busy
right.
working with other artists. Talk to us about this creative process. What is it about it that draws you to it, David, and makes you want to share this with the world?
Ooh, you know, that's a really good question. I've never really answered that, but here's my answer. Just for the love of, you know, what I do and the arts. You know, when I was younger, I was really big on performing arts, even at an early age of being 3. You know, my parents always playing Prince and Michael, so the love started there. So I just, you know, really want to spread, you know, my love and my craft with the world, because I'm sure that there's people that have been told, oh, I can't do it. You know,
right.
I'm a true testament of people constantly saying, oh, David, you can't do this. You can't sing. You can't interview this person. You don't know shit. Excuse my French. You don't know anything. And, you know, I've proven that. And it's taken me a long time to, you know, really come out as an artist since I was promoted for other people. You know, I sat back.
Right.
And, you know, took notes to what everybody was doing. And I'm still taking notes. I'm still sitting back. I'm still in the background a little bit, but more so for surface with being an artist, which is my main, you know, concern going along with my show as well.
Right, right. Now, you know, you have built a brand under Fierce Wings. I think it's a powerful title, and it kind of encapsulates everything that you do, from the radio show to the music, to, I mean, really to everything that you do. How did that come about? Where did Fierce Wings come from?
Well, you know what? Fierce Wings came about when I was in high school. I'm really not trying to make it sound like I'm that old or that young, but like about 2 years ago, my senior year, I'm 19 now. So I was sitting in my room. I went to military school. I had to add that part. So I'm in my room, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, I don't know what this album is going to be named. I don't know what, you know, any of this stuff is going to be. The brand, everything. So I'm sitting, I'm like, damn, you know, I was going for a new star at first. I mean, everybody and their mother had something with a star entertainment, you know, out. And I was like, you know what, I can't do this. So, actually, it wasn't even my senior year, now that I think about it. I was just at school, and just like, Fierce Wings, Fierce Wings, Fierce Wings. I'm like, oh, what does this mean to me? And I was also watching performances of Beyonce, like, mad crazy throughout the week.
Yeah.
So, Beyonce, Sasha Fierce, I was like, okay, well, I know they have a fierce attitude when it comes to how I approach people, and it's not nasty or anything, it's just very edgy and raw. So that's
right.
Where I came up with Fierce. Now, Wings, now that was something that was really interesting for me, because I didn't know where Wings was, where the, that came from exactly. I was just like, damn, Wings. So I was like, okay, Wings, Fierce Wings, I can use these wings to get away from negative situations. So I was like, brilliant, brilliant kid. It took you about like 3 years to come up with something that coincided with who you were as an artist.
Right.
And who you are as a person, entertainer. So that's how I came up with that. And with, you know, Fierce Wings, there's the album, there's the EP, which is out now on iTunes and Amazon, CD Baby, Fierce Wings, First Time Coming. Soon, there'll be a book. I really wasn't supposed to speak on that, but I felt like speaking on it today. So there's going to be a book that comes along with that, a movie that follows many, many different things in the radio show, of course. So it's a lot that goes on with Fierce Wings Entertainment, and a lot that's going to be coming out within later this year and next year.
Gotcha. Now, you referenced, the project that's out now, Fierce Wings, First Time Coming. I want to just say, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with David DeWayne. He's a recording artist and talk show host, but really so much more than that. He was just talking a little bit about, I was asking him about how the name Fierce Wings came about, and he was explaining that for us. But we're going to be listening to one of the singles here in a moment, David, and that is Love Won't Wait on Us. When you are writing, when you're in that zone, what is it like for you to not only speak from things that are important for you and close to you, but that you find are resonating with people, you know, literally all over the world? And you get this all the time through the social networking sites I see,
right,
where things that you might say or things that you might sing about, they really do strike a chord with people. Has that kind of sunk in, that you have kind of given a voice for people who really didn't know how to say what they were feeling, but you've given them that?
You know what? It really is hard to believe, you know, that me personally, I've heard a lot of people in tweets and Facebook phone calls and people tell me, oh, my gosh, you really got something with this your hand in that pen, in your pencil, whatever the hell it is. You got some game, some writing game on you, and I can relate to it. So I'm very humbled by that, because, I mean, I knew since I besides, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm writing a book as well. I'm finishing one. I didn't really know that my pen game was really that amazing, and some people told me. But it means a lot to hear, you know, people say, I can relate to this situation, because, you know, that's what my music is for. That's what Fierce Wings is about. It's really a story that everybody can relate to. Yes, it's based upon my life through 19 years, but it just doesn't start and begin there. You know, I've gone through situations with my friends, and they've gone through this situation. So I'm telling, you know, my life story, but through different people. That's
right.
Why it's Fierce Wings. And it just really shocks me when people say, I can relate to this, because I really try to do it. But it looks like I've been doing great so far with, you know, just getting the message out there.
Exactly. We're about to listen to the single here, David. When we come back, we're going to talk about not only your work that you're doing, but also how you've been working with other artists, especially Bunzale Solomon. We're going to talk about that when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, again, here is David DeWayne with Love Won't Wait on Us from his new project, Fierce Wings. We'll be back with more Conversations Live. Make sure you stay with us.
Loyalty Production. What we gonna do? You're digging on me and I'm digging on you. So what we gonna do? What we gonna do? You're digging on me and I'm digging on you. Now we can waste time saying we don't wanna rush. I thought that you should know love ain't gonna wait on us. Love ain't not come again. We don't wanna lose it while standing still. Like what the feel? Love gon' keep on moving. No love won't wait on us. No love won't wait on us, girl. No love won't wait on us. Love won't wait on us, girl. So what we gonna do? What we gonna do? You're digging on me and I'm digging on you. So what we gonna do? What we gonna do? You're digging on me and I'm digging on you. Yeah, yeah. So what we gonna do? What we gonna do? You're digging on me and I'm digging on ya. So what we gonna do? What we gonna do? Digging on me and I'm digging on ya. No love won't wait on us. No love won't wait on us, girl.
And there you have David DeWayne with Love Won't Wait on Us here on Conversations Live. We actually are speaking with the man today. David is joining us live for the first time here on our program. David, you know, we've already talked about the music.
Right.
Now I want to transition a little bit to what you've been able to do in working with other artists, because one of those artists is Bunzel Solomon. We're going to be hearing a single from her here in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
We go rock. But, you know, why has that been so important to you? Because we know it's a very competitive business that you're in. And there are people who are, quite frankly, out there just for themselves. Why
mm-hmm.
do you find it's important to be able to work with other artists and to network with them as well?
Oh, wow. I mean, it definitely – are you saying it just in general to connect with other artists? And
right.
It definitely is a big deal for me. Like, networking, honestly, is the most important thing. It doesn't matter if it's an artist, a publicist, a manager, a – talent agent, a model agent, a booking agent, it doesn't matter. Radio host, journalism, editor, just any part of networking. And, you know, this industry is very important because if you don't do that, then no one's going to, first of all, know who you are. And you're not going to be able to make moves because
right.
without knowing these people and being in making moves, you got to network. That's the only way to get these people to be for you and to know who and really recognize who you are as a person, not even just as an artist, but as a person.
Right.
Because you got to sell your first. You have to. Let me say it again. You have to sell yourself first as a person, and that's
exactly.
one thing that I always. My mom had me do young when I was, you know, very young, and that's what I did. You know, to reach this level of have met so many different people and. Interview different people. I mean, the whole nine yard at such an early age. I mean, damn, 19? Wow. So that's, I feel like if you guys don't, who are artists or in the music industry right now that really aren't networking, and I suggest doing it and getting started now, because without doing that, you really don't have a career in the future.
Gotcha. Now, I mentioned Bunzel Solomon. What is it about her? You actually shared this with me earlier. So I just want to ask you here on the air, what is it about her that really struck you about her talent and also her passion for music?
Ooh, well, it all started when Bunzel Solomon was on American Idol. She was on the fourth season, if you guys don't know, fourth season. She was the second runner-up, meaning that she was the third finalist. So that was Carrie Bohar. So just the way that she held them notes and just sang. I mean, I just never really heard, notice I said sang, though. I never heard anybody sing the way that she did, sing, whatever. I never heard it before. I thought, like, oh, my goodness, this is incredible. This voice, this powerful voice coming out of this little body. And I thought she was just so beautiful and the whole nine yards. And I was rooting for her. I was like, if Von Zell does not win, I'm a flip crap. Her and Carrie were my favorites, top two favorites. And I never honestly thought in a million years that me and Von Zell would network and connect through Twitter and I would be doing promotions for her and set up interviews and we'd be the best of friends and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, we are like brother and sister. And she would even tell you. So, I mean, that tells you right there what the power of networking does and can
right.
do. You know, right. I dream of these things and does it, you know, it just hits me at the moment when I'm speaking to them, like, wow, this really just happened. It was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I was dreaming this.
Right, right.
It doesn't really kick in too much.
Yeah, I think it really shows, too, the importance of having those dreams, too, David. I think
mm-hmm.
that, and that's, I think, the realization of that. Von Zell Solomon, here's her single, We Gonna Rock. When we come back, David, from this, we're going to talk about the radio show, let our listeners
right.
know how it came about, you know, what it's been like for you to be able to network with individuals and to give them a platform to share, and then let our listeners know how to stay in contact with you. We're going to talk about that when we come back, okay?
All right, now.
Here is Von Zell. We'll be right back with more Conversations Live and also David DeWayne. Make sure you stay with us.
We gon' rock.
Solomon, where we go rock here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with David DeWayne. That is just one of the recording artists he's been able to not only network with and work with, but also interview on his own radio program here on blogtalkradio.com. You know, David, you know, I think that, and I think you will agree with me on this, that Blog Talk Radio has really given a place for people who not only want to share information, but also be able to build their own following. You've been able to do it. What is it that first led you down that path? We kind of talked about the recording aspect of your life. We talked about the network aspect and the promotional aspect. What is it that led you to want to provide a platform for artists to come to talk and also to share their music and what they're doing?
Well, let me tell you, it all started when I was about 13, 14 years old. And this was with making the band three, with Danny DeCane was still going on. And I wanted to do a show, and I was like, you know what, let me interview artists. Let me interview people from these reality television shows and kind of, you know, mix and dabble. Because when I was younger, that's what I wanted to do. I dreamed of hosting my own show. I just Instagrammed pictures. I don't know if you saw it. Just the other day, it was like, I had on air a cassette. It was like, Hot 95.7, stuff like that, mixtape, David DeWayne, David Brown, whatever it said. So it was something I always had wanted to do, being host a show, either do a mixtape series. You know, that's something that will come later. But I interviewed Dawn, Danny King, Dirty Money on the show first, Persia, who was on the White Rapper show. Oh, my goodness. Sarah Stokes from the band. Making the band the second one with Diddy. So I had a lot of different people. And this is only when I was 13, 14 years old. So I was still learning, you know, how to do these things because I knew it was something I wanted to eventually really pursue.
Right.
So now here's where it really got, you know, really started for me. I after that interview with Dawn, that first interview I had, we stayed in touch. And we stayed in touch for a long time. We don't currently talk right now, though, but she's, you know, shout out to her and everything she's doing with her project coming out. We, Danny DeCane was doing the show. To make a long story short, Six Flags, this was 08. I was like, oh, hey, Dawn, you know, I would love to, you know, interview you for the show again in person this time. She's like, yeah, cool. You can come and everything. So I came, interviewed her in person, and from that moment on, it was like, yes, this is it for me. So I just kept interviewing more and more people. Eventually, down the lines, I got to Von Zell a couple years later, and, you know, I started meeting people just from being friends with Dawn, meeting Diddy and Red Cafe. I mean, there was a lot of different people from Bad Boy that I had met with, you know, knowing her. And to this point now, because I had last winter, I was on the Biz Media on another network. This was before My Fierce Wings Radio came about. I was in it under somebody else. They were like, oh, do you want to do a show and everything? I think you'd be great. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'll do it. It was for a publicist that I had at the time. I was like, okay, cool. I'll just call my industry friends and everything, and I'll blow y'all show out the wind water. So that's nothing. So then I started it, had Babs, had Kalina, Dirty Money, and I just built on from there. Recently, Anthony Hamilton. Oh my goodness, I'm drawing blanks. It's a lot of different people, and it really is overwhelming and a shock to me. And I really, going back to the main question, why I, you know, made a long join out. But to get back on focus here, I saw these great artists, and I said, you know what, let me be one to create a platform to spotlight these great artists or authors or whatever, because I interview everybody except for politicians. So if you're a politician and trying to get on the Biz, which that is my show is not for you. It's entertainment based. But I just wanted to spotlight great people. But I thought they were doing something that was very positive and that were very humble, no cocky people, because I've had with my first show, which was called High Gossip Music News, I had somebody who was very cocky. I won't say who the person was, but they had no reason to be cocky. So I had to stop, reformulate what the heck this show was going to be about, make it a lot different from that other show. And I was only 12, 14 when that show began. So if people heard those interviews, like I listened to one the other day, heard those interviews from then, so now they'd be like, what the heck? Like, I understand why your progression of who you've had and why this is that, because it all makes sense.
Right, right.
So,
it's definitely something that we want to let our listeners know how they can hear and also stay in contact with you as well. Where is the best place for them to go? We know you have a website that kind of is a one-stop shop for everything that you do. Go ahead and give that out for our listeners.
The one-stop shop website is myfiercewings.com. Everything about me is on there. You want to know if I got featured on a magazine or if I'm coming to a town near you or anything, want to book my bio, my pictures, everything is there, EPK, the whole nine yards is right there on the website, myfiercewings.com.
All right. You can also find out how you can be able to get the new project as well.
Exactly.
On his website, and also when you can hear him on the radio as well. David, man, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Success to you on everything that you've been able to do. One last question for you here before
Absolutely.
We let you go. What advice would you give to individuals out there who are looking at their lives and looking at what they love to do, and they're not really sure the direction they want to go in, but they know what they like? What advice would you give them about pursuing the dream and not letting go of the dream?
My best advice to anybody that wants to break out to in any field and just wants to just do something great with their lives is to never let anybody – hold on 1 second. I had to clear my throat. Sorry. Never let anybody tell you that you can't do anything. Like I said, I'm a true testament, living testament of that. Let negativity be your motivation. Let your haters be your motivators, what I always – preach to everybody that I talk to, no matter where I am, and just go for it.
Right.
You know, if somebody doesn't like what you're doing, honestly, I'm going to keep it raw. F them. Do you. Because
right.
Nothing is going to make somebody more mad when they see that you out there hustling and you're doing something for yourself versus doing it for them or just doing it, period. You know, that's my best advice. And just, yeah. Pretty much my advice
right
there.
Well, I think that says it, and I think that is great advice for everyone about what it is they're doing. Again, recording artist and talk show host David Duane. You can stay in contact with him at myfiercewings.com. You can also find out how to follow him on Facebook and Twitter there from his website, as well as his Reverb Nation page. You can find all of that information on myfiercewings.com. David, again, continued blessings to you, man.
Thank you. Look
forward to staying in contact with you.
Absolutely, and thank you guys for having me.
All right, no problem. Glad to do it. And if you missed any part of the conversation with David, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/conversationpieces. Or if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just feel free to click on the link. You'll be able to listen to the interview there and also share it with your friends using the social buttons there as well. That's going to do it for us until our primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. Pacific time for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.